The end of power, from boardrooms to battlefields and churches to states. The changing nature of power. Power is not what it used to be. In today's world, being in charge doesn't guarantee the ability to get things done. As someone who has held positions of authority, I've witnessed firsthand how the nature of power is shifting. This transformation is happening across all sectors of society, from governments and militaries to businesses and religious institutions. The decay of power is changing our world in profound ways. We're seeing a shift from brawn to brains, from north to south, from old corporate behemoths to agile startups, and from entrenched dictators to people in town squares and cyberspace. This erosion of traditional power structures is creating new challenges and opportunities. Let me be clear, power hasn't disappeared. Rather, it has become easier to obtain, harder to use, and far easier to lose. The barriers that once protected the powerful are crumbling, while the obstacles to getting power are becoming less formidable. This new reality is transforming how we govern, lead organizations, wage war, and shape our world. The three revolutions reshaping power. To understand this seismic shift, we need to examine three key revolutions that are driving the transformation of power. The Moore Revolution, the Mobility Revolution, and the Mentality Revolution. The Moore Revolution refers to the abundance we see in nearly every aspect of life. There are simply more of everything now, more people, more countries, more cities, more political parties, more goods and services, more weapons, more medicines, more students, more computers, and the list goes on. This proliferation creates more competitors for those in power and more alternatives for those being governed or served. The mobility revolution describes the increased ability of people, money, ideas, and values to flow across borders and boundaries. Physical mobility has exploded thanks to cheaper transportation, while virtual mobility through the internet and mobile devices has connected the world like never before. This heightened mobility makes it harder for the powerful to control their citizens, workers, or followers. Finally, the mentality revolution reflects a fundamental change in how people think about authority and power. There's a growing tendency to question traditional sources of power, and a rising expectation for more say in decisions that affect our lives. This shift in mindset is eroding the legitimacy that once propped up many power structures. The impact on traditional power centers. These revolutions are reshaping power dynamics across all sectors of society. Let's examine how they're playing out in some key areas. In politics, we're witnessing the rise of what I call micropowers. Small political parties, activist groups, and even individuals who can now challenge established parties and governments. Look at how movements like the Arab Spring or Occupy Wall Street emerged seemingly out of nowhere to shake political establishments. Even in authoritarian regimes, leaders find it increasingly difficult to exert total control. In the business world, we're seeing a similar pattern. Giant corporations that once dominated their industries are now constantly looking over their shoulders at nimble startups that can disrupt entire sectors overnight. Think of how companies like Airbnb or Uber have upended the hospitality and transportation industries in just a few years. Religious institutions, long bastions of centralized authority, are also feeling the effects. Established churches are losing followers to smaller, more personalized forms of worship. Even within traditional faiths, individual believers are increasingly interpreting doctrine on their own terms rather than simply accepting the word of religious leaders. The double-edged sword of decaying power. This decay of power is, in many ways, a positive development. It's democratizing influence, giving voice to the previously voiceless, and fostering innovation. However, it also comes with significant drawbacks. One major concern is the difficulty of getting things done in a world where power is more dispersed. When everyone has a little bit of power, it becomes harder to build consensus and take decisive action. This can lead to gridlock in government, paralysis in international relations, and an inability to address major global challenges like climate change. Moreover, the decay of power creates fertile ground for demagogues and extremists. In a landscape where traditional authorities are weakened, there's more room for those who exploit fear and promise simple solutions to complex problems. We've seen this play out in the rise of populist movements and leaders around the world. Adapting to the new power landscape. So how do we navigate this new world of decaying power? For those in positions of authority, the key is to recognize that the old top-down, command-and-control approach to leadership is increasingly ineffective. Success now requires more collaboration, more transparency, and more willingness to share power. For citizens and consumers, the challenge is to use our newfound power responsibly. With greater ability to influence decisions comes greater responsibility to be informed and engaged. We must be discerning in our choices and resist the allure of simplistic solutions to complex problems. The future of power. As we look to the future, it's clear that the transformation of power will continue to reshape our world. The forces driving this change, the more mobility and mentality revolutions, show no signs of slowing down. If anything, they're likely to accelerate. This doesn't mean we're heading towards a power vacuum or a world without leadership. Rather, we're moving towards a new understanding of what it means to be powerful. The most successful leaders and organizations will be those who can harness the energy of dispersed power, who can persuade and collaborate rather than simply command. In conclusion, the end of power as we've known it presents both opportunities and challenges. It offers the promise of a more open, dynamic, and innovative world. But it also requires us to rethink our approaches to governance, business, and social organization. As we navigate this new landscape, our task is to harness the positive potential of dispersed power while mitigating its risks. The future belongs to those who can adapt to this new reality and find new ways to lead in a world where being in charge isn't what it used to be.